Welcome to Witness Wednesday. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Wood, with the LCMS Office of National Mission, here in the studios of Worldwide KFUO Radio with Andy Bates. Talk about how can we be more effective and faithful witnesses of Jesus Christ?
I like to be effective.
Yeah.
In a number of things.
Well, and
but I'd like to be a more effective and faithful witness too.
Yeah, and there's a lot packed into that. And one of them is this understanding, well, why does God call us to be his witnesses in the first place? And, you know, this isn't something new. This isn't something Jesus came up with. He's like looking at his disciples, say, well, what can I do with these guys? You know, they're not all that bright. They keep messing things up. I'll just make them witnesses. That's what I'll do. No, this is actually a plan that God had from way back. And today I want to just read a short section of Isaiah. It's chapter 49. And it starts here in verse 5. And now the Lord says, he who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him. For I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has become my strength. He says, it is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to bring back the preserved of Israel. I will make you as a light for the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth.
Before we get much further in that, do we want to do what we did last week? Open up the listener lines?
Sure.
And then we'll discuss
if that. If that just spurred anybody on to wanting to make a phone call, let's do that.
All right. 314-821-0850 in St. Louis, or toll free 1-800-730-2727. 1-800-730-2727. Or you can email us kfuo@kfuo.org. All right.
So the prophet Isaiah, you know, you got to remember his context. You know, the nation had become apostate. All of God's people had chased after false gods. Things were, you know, pretty bad shape. And if you look around today, we see some similar things going on in the church. We see congregations in decline, congregations that are closing, a culture that's turned against us. Hmm. I was listening to reports from a non-Christian perspective about Pope Francis's declaration that priests will now be able to absolve women who've had abortions during this year of mercy. And it's interesting how, you know, there's people who are in favor of it, people who are against it, some who are against it because they feel like these people are, you know, they have done a sin that's beyond forgiveness. Others are against it because it's not a sin. Why are you absolving people for something that's not even sinful? So they got all these people with all these weird ideas all around us have gone so far away from the Lord. That's the way Israel was.
Hmm.
And what does God say to his prophet? It is too light a thing. I made it too easy for you to call these people back to me. That's not enough. You know, and I'm sure Isaiah was sitting there saying, excuse me, Lord, have you looked around? Have you seen the mess we're in here? That's not a light thing. You know, this is kind of a big deal. Like, don't you remember when you called me and you said, you know, and I said, here I am. And then you kind of let all the air out of my balloon. And you said, you know, people will be ever listening but never hearing. And, you know, and it'll go on until there's desolation. Don't you remember that part? But now God's saying it's too light a thing, too small a thing that I would just restore these people. I'm going to make you a light for the nations. And here's where the end purpose of witnessing comes in. He says that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. So Pope Francis is actually onto something in his own sort of papist way. He called this year a year of mercy, and he wants forgiveness to be extended to people to whom forgiveness has been withheld. And that's good. Unfortunately,
why just for a year?
Yeah, why just for a year, exactly. And why have to go through all the rigmarole of the man-made rituals and restrictions and rules that the Roman Catholic Church has put in place? Why can't we just freely pour out this forgiveness? This is what God wants. He wants his salvation to reach to the ends of the earth. He wants the news that Jesus, and it is news. You know, sometimes I think we forget that. We've heard it over and over again in our lives, but it's still news to other people that Jesus died on the cross for the full and complete forgiveness of the sins of the whole world. And God desires that message to go out to the ends of the earth. And our role as witnesses is to be the messengers of that good news. That'd be a great tagline for like a radio station or something. Messengers of good news.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'll write that down.
Okay. So salvation reaching the ends of the earth. So God puts us in all sorts of places, in all sorts of circumstances, with all kinds of people, so that salvation will go out to the end of the earth. Right? That doesn't mean you have to go, you personally have to go to the ends of the earth. You know, you can just go to Jefferson County and share the good news of Jesus, if that's where you happen to live, like I do. Or you can go into your workplace and be a messenger of good news and bring salvation to those for whom this is real news. They've never heard it before.
I've been to your house, and driving through all the windy roads to get there, sometimes you might wonder if you are approaching the ends of the earth.
Yeah, it's not the end of the earth, but you can see it from there, from the ridge. It's out there a little bit, but it's nice. And in our neighborhood, you know, we have some young couples who are really nice. We've gotten to know them, and they're not Christians. And we have a homosexual couple moving in next door whom we've met. Their, you know, house isn't complete yet, but we've started to develop a relationship with them, so we can share with them the good news of salvation. You know, so God puts us even in the end of the earth where I live. there's still people there. There's still people God has put into my life and me into their lives, so that they could hear the good news.
Is that the new sign they're going to put up in the neighborhood? Welcome to the ends of the earth.
Well, you're
right though. I know I'm making light of it, but wherever you're given, right, is the place.
That's what, you know, and we're here because God has designed it that way. You know, so if you ever wonder, why am I here? Why am I in this job? Why do I live in this place? Why am I in this crazy family? Why am I here? In whatever the context you're asking, the answer really rolls back to the same answer, because here is where God calls you to be his witness. Here is where the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ is to be proclaimed, to be shared. And, you know, somebody has to go out to the less populated, the less traveled road, if salvation is going to reach the ends of the earth. But let's not forget, in the suburbs, in our cities, are vast numbers of people who have never heard the good news of Jesus. And it's kind of mind-boggling, because you know, especially if you're somebody who's lived in the church your whole life, that there are actually people in America, which we think is saturated with the gospel, who have never heard the good news of salvation.
Well, if you have a question about how to share the gospel in your end of the earth, the number 1-800-730-2727, 1-800-730-2727, or locally in St. Louis, 314-821-0850, or the email address kfuo@kfuo.org.
Okay, I don't hear the phone ringing, so we'll just keep talking.
Apparently, everybody knows, they have no questions about how to tell the good news of Jesus in their daily lives.
Okay, so.
That's all right. No, you made a great point, though. Wherever we're given, whatever job we're in, whatever place we live in, maybe whatever school we're attending, that's by God's design.
It's by God's. In fact, going back to that first verse I read, Isaiah 49:5, and it says, "And now the Lord says, he who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him." And the prophet knows, God created me for this. I was made for this purpose. God, you know, it's not some accident. I just didn't stumble upon it one day and say, wow, I think I'll do this. And so God wires us together to be particular kinds of people with particular kinds of interests and gifts and skills and passions, not by accident, but very intentionally to bring about this purpose. To, you know, so for instance, I know a young man back in Florida who was just recently in a newspaper. He has this passion for rockets, rocketry. And he's, I remember when he was younger, you know, the first few rockets that he had were the kind you bought at the hobby store and all that. And something I could probably launch. I'd lose it, but I'd be able to launch it. He progressed up to now he was shooting off these rockets that they have to get clearance from FAA and NASA before he can launch these things. And they go up into, you know, way up in the stratosphere and now he's going off to become an aeronautical engineer for some reason, a rocket scientist, you know, and God has wired him this way. Other people might say, well, that's kind of cool. But then they just move on to the next thing because they're wired for a different activity. Now, do you think God has some plan for this young man as he goes on to college, when he goes into a world of science that rejects the idea of a creator God, rejects the idea of a God at all? He's going to have all sorts of opportunities to bring the good news of salvation to people who don't know it. It's news to them.
Right. It sounds a lot like Ephesians chapter 2 that we were studying this morning just a little bit ago, especially verse 10.
So, yes, I think one of the key things to understand our lives as Christ witnesses is read through Ephesians 1:1 through 2:10 as a unit. It actually all fits together. Amazing. It all fits together to say that the God who created us and chose us to be his own before there was creation also wove our lives together for the works he prepared beforehand. Yeah, that God has designed us for a particular purpose. And the end of the day, that purpose has a common denominator, and the common denominator is to be witnesses so others will know the good news of salvation of Jesus.
And thanks be to God for that. I'm glad you pointed out that we should study the whole text in context.
Yes. Or you could just pick out a verse or half a verse here or there that seems to fit your preconceived ideas, which I don't recommend. So.
Well, that's what we've got just a little bit of time left. I wanted to bring that up is, and you've mentioned this before about trying to bring proof text into the conversation. And sometimes we're guilty of taking a verse or two, especially out of context, and trying to use them to prove a point and thinking that that's a witness.
Right. What we're here to tell people is the good news of Jesus. It's a narrative. It's a tremendous story. But the best part about that, Andy, is when we're sharing this with people, it's not someone else's story. Mm-hmm. They're part of the story. You know, they're included in the story. This is the beauty of our understanding of God's word when it says that God so loved the world that he sent his son. And then when Jesus died on the cross, he died to forgive the sins of the whole world. And so every human being is a participant in this story. And if we go out and share the story in its totality, we're welcoming people into the story that was written with them in mind and in which they have been included.
God so loved the world. Well, I'm in that world.
You're part of that world. Mm-hmm. And even if you're at the far ends of the world, God desires his salvation to reach you. And to that end, he calls us to be his witnesses.
Thanks be to God. Amen. Well, thanks for the great points. We'll try to open up the phone lines again in the future as well. Sorry, no calls today, but still opportunities in the future for folks to call or email with comments or questions.
And always email. Email ahead of time.
All right.
I can prepare a little bit then.
Very good. Well, thanks for Witness Wednesday.